called. Maid I had one time said, "It has taken a breath."
It means for taking a breath.
Because it smelled bad.
So she might say, "Just what? What? Just."
You smell that, or
would she say that? Or would you say that if you came in, it was spoiled?
Well, if I no, I'd say this smells bad, or
and if you if somebody said, "Well, I don't,"
it's not good, or something like
if
that.
Somebody said, "Well, what's wrong with it?" You'd say, "Well, just what?
Sniff it."
And did you ever butcher a hog or see a hog butcher?
No.
Would you know what they make with the meat from the head?
Unless it's hog's head cheese, I don't know the answer to that.
Is hog's head cheese, is that the same thing as souse?
I don't know. I've heard of souse, but I don't know. We never ate that.
Well, what do people make by cooking and grinding up hog liver?
Oh, I don't know.
And what
a mess.
What about the blood? Did you ever hear people do anything with the blood?
Pig blood, no.
And what about like the juice from the hog's head cheese and from that something like that? Did you ever hear of mixing that with cornmeal and maybe a little hog meat, you know, and cooking it and letting it get cold and slicing it and frying it?
No. What is that called?
Oh, you know, have you ever heard of scrapple?
No. I'll certainly be on my guard against it from now on, though.
Well, if you had some butter, you know, you forgot to put it in the refrigerator or something, you know, you might leave that too long and it would become
rancid.
And what about thick sour milk? Do you ever hear of keeping that on hand? What do you call it when you keep it on hand?
When you keep it on hand?
Well, you know,
not
bad at the grocery store.
Well, I would say it's curdled milk. Is that what you're getting at?
Have you ever heard of clabber?
Clabber? Yes, my grandfather used to talk about having clabber and cornbread all the time, and it was old thick milk with chunky stuff in it, but it was sour, and I never did eat it or drink it. Or.
Well, do you know what the clabber is? I mean, is that?
I thought that was the milk with the chunky stuff in it. I'm not talking about putting cornbread in it. I'm talking about there were chunks of where the milk had turned.
Is it the same thing as curdled milk?
Well, that's all I know that clabber is. That's what it looked like to me, yes.
Well, what would they do with the clabber? You ever hear of making something out of it?
I'm sure my grandmother did, but I don't know. I wouldn't know what to do with it.
Do you ever hear of like making any kind of cheese out of it or anything?
No, because I've never made any cheese, and I don't know anybody around here who makes cheese. I know that you do use sour milk in making cheese, but I don't know anything about doing it personally.
Well, you said that they. What about cottage cheese? You ever hear?
No, I don't know how you make it.
Or clabber cheese or anything like that.
No, I'm sorry, I don't know.
Well, you know, you said that you watched people milk cows when you were young. What did they do with the milk first thing after they got it?
Skimmed it. Skim the foam off of it.
And then they run it through something to strip.
Now, out at our farm when I was a little girl, they didn't sterilize it, I'm sure. They certainly do in dairies, I know. But
what about straining?
Straining it, yeah.
They do that?
Yeah, pour it through cheesecloth.
Do you ever take apples or peaches or something and take a deep dish and put some pastry in there? And then some fruit, and then some more pastry, and some more fruit. Layer it like that and cook it. What do you call that?
Cobbler.
How do you make it?